Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is September 1st. It's Friday. It's the beginning of a new month. Ready to change seasons this month. So, God, I hope so. It is an oven out here. We have floods in one area of our country, really bad ones, and we have such high heat here where you walk out and it's 106 and 107 and 112, depending on where you walk. And it is, you can't actually breathe. There's no like breeze. There's nothing. It's just this heat. It's crazy. But we'll make it through it. Everything we do, when we do it together, it works. It always, always works. I see also a lot of you have found the new website, and I'm so happy you did. We are launching today, one last check through, and it's on. And I'm so excited because the difference will be I can get on the website and I can blog on the website. And when I blog off of the website, it will feed into all my other social media. So I just have like a one-stop shop instead of posting here and there and copying and sharing and doing all this stuff. What used to take me probably a half an hour to do start to finish now will only take me, you know, a few minutes in the morning or anywhere I'm at. It will be really easy. And I will keep all my content, which I wished to have done a long time ago. So it's amazing that we're there. This is one huge, huge, huge step. I am sorry I didn't get to write good morning to Francis and good morning to Susan or good afternoon to Susan yet on the chat. I see you guys there. I know all the callers are in. Today is Questions Friday. And I have a question that a lot of us get stuck in, trying to help people. We either help them or we want to help them. We have compassion for others, and we don't know where to draw the line and when to draw the line. And we even feel bad if us helping people and the people we're helping ask for help but don't want to be helped. They just need somebody to throw up on or to just keep coming to, almost like an IV, you know. And so I have to say that the question is it ever wrong to show compassion? And the question was asked on the Nadia Khalil Morning Show page. And that question just touched me because that is the story of my life. It is the story of many people's lives, but it's also the story of mine. And it's a question I have had over and over and over again as to when is when. What can I do to help somebody? Even sometimes it's someone we're dating. It's someone we work with. It could be someone in our family. It could be a friend. Because the power of first meeting someone and enjoying their company, in feeling that there's a sense of honesty and reality between the two of us, carries people a long way. When some people find other people who are willing to listen to them or willing to help them emotionally, they don't stop. They figure that now you're alive to take care of them, and they cannot even see you after a while. Two extremes. But most of us meet in the middle. But there were so many people that I helped and wanted to help and cared about and thought we were friends, but only to find out, well, they wanted this, they wanted that. And when they didn't get what they wanted from me, they got really harsh, really belligerent, really just kind of after me. And I didn't know what happened. I'm like, what the heck just happened? where did I become so obligated now? It's almost like you took on a child. They want their needs met through you. They want you to take care of them, and they even want to fight against you. So is it ever wrong to show compassion is the question we had on the page from Francis. And so I asked Christ the question because it's a big one. And so Christ just kind of gave me this little list, again, of seven things. I don't know where seven keeps coming from, but every time he does, it's like, okay. But he said to ask yourself who you are. Why are you there? What are you doing there? What's in this for you? Is it obligation? Is it love? Is it caring? Is it hoping you will make a change? Are you invested in making a change? Because all of those things are why you're there. You want to feel like you can help others. Sometimes we feel like we want to give back something we've learned and solved in life. And we just want to give back and share. But then we find the people who want to take. And sometimes they don't realize they're doing it, and you don't realize you're doing it. But after a while, usually the giver wears out, because then the giver gets in trouble with the taker, because now the taker's used to taking and the giver's used to giving. So when the giver doesn't have time to give, the taker comes chasing after them. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Why didn't you give me this? Why don't you have time for me? And then there you are, working for someone. You're working for someone now. So what happens? You have to take a good, hard look at how you are received. The fact that you're doing this, the fact that you're putting your time into this, and now you're making somebody angry, which is the opposite of what you thought you wanted, by helping them. That's exactly what happened. Now you're being received as somebody who's got this responsibility on them of taking care of somebody who not only doesn't appreciate it, but now expects it. I had a great example of that. I had somebody who needed a place to stay for 2 weeks till they found a place. They came in never planning to leave. I didn't know that. I believed them because I would never tell someone I'm going to stay for 2 weeks and not have a plan to leave. And they came in. And they set up shop. We gave them a bedroom. I figured, you know what, my son can sleep somewhere else for a little bit of time. It's 2 weeks. My daughter's away. She'll be coming back in 2 weeks. Perfect timing. I can help you. But then my daughter comes back. They're not going. They didn't look for a job. They didn't even look for an apartment. Every time I asked, I'm grinding. I had no reason. And then after a week, I said, what are you grinding exactly? And what can I help you with? Because my daughter's coming back. The person stayed with us for 6 months. They got a job they didn't keep. And I started to see why this person was in the position they were in the first place. It was much sooner than 6 months. It's just that. And then I was driving this person to auditions. Now I've taken on the job of feeding and driving an adult person. And now part of my job was helping them to get a job so that they can get on their feet. Finally, the person didn't know how to grind in the house in front of us to try to find these things. So they'd say, I have to go to a coffee shop with their computer. And then they just come back at night and nothing new was happening. No job and no apartment and nowhere to go. But the kicker was the last night they came, he came, the last night he walked into the house. He knew my kids were upset that he was there. Everyone just wanted our family back at this point. This was a lot more than any of us bargained for, and I honestly couldn't afford to take care of another fully adult person. Did not contribute. And then what happened was, walked in the house and said, do you know that legally you can't kick me out? And I just stood there and I said, wow, who am I? I went back to question one. Why did I want to help this person again? And what just happened? Look at how aggressive they got with somebody that wanted to help them and is helping them, but they didn't want to help themselves. They just found somebody, me, to take care of them. So when I went back to ask myself who I am, I said, okay, I'm a person who likes to help people, but why don't I ask more questions of this person? I mean, I asked. I thought I did. I tried to make everything work out for them. I wanted them to be comfortable. I wanted them to be happy. But they didn't care. They were sinking in, and I thought I was helping. So I had to ask myself, and when I said, who am I in this? I had to add to that, I'm also naive. How was I received? Welcomed. Until the person wasn't going to get what they wanted from me. So the minute they said to me, the minute, it wasn't even a full minute, after they said to me, do you realize that legally, I don't have to leave? Because I guess in California, I don't know about any other state, if you're with someone more than 10 days, they're living with you. And somehow, instead of looking for a job, he was researching how to stay. Well, the good news for me was I was renting the house. I didn't live there. And my daughter got a job that was 2 hours away from our house in traffic, normally about 45 minutes. But during traffic time in L.A., she wasn't getting across the city for 2 hours. So she'd have to leave between 6 and 6:30 in the morning to try to get there on time. And a couple of times she was even late. So she moved closer to her job. And I thought, this is my perfect opportunity. I don't need to have a house with 3 bedrooms and one child in my house. And so I prepared myself to move. And I said, I'm sorry, you can stay here as long as you want, but we're moving. And I went and gave our notice. I packed everything up. Well, the very next day, the person thought they still had my ear to manipulate me. And when he saw how upset my children were with his behavior, I had a high school kid. It was like, no, I think it was in his first year of college, my son, tell that man that he just showed him how not to be. And that upset the man, and the man came to me and said, what made your children talk to me like that? And I said, what did they say to you? Well, he just told me I wasn't the example of a man he wanted to be. I said, well, he's autistic. He doesn't know how to lie. And he was really upset with you because you kept saying things, but you didn't do what you said you wanted to do. And we gave you time, and, you know, we needed the space. And then when you came in with your last request, trying to tell us that we're stuck with you and you legally don't have to leave, you're telling us that we have to take legal action or you're just going to put up a tent. At the time, yeah, I didn't realize I was going to move. I just didn't know what to do with him. And the very next day, because I didn't appease him or try to say, oh, it's okay, or whatever it is I always did, he got so upset that he rented a truck and he moved his stuff out the very next morning. And he tried to guilt me. I wouldn't even look. I wouldn't even watch. I only asked if he needed help to put the stuff in the truck. And then he got in the truck and left, and I haven't seen or heard of him since that day. Everything we did for him went away because he took it a step further and got more aggressive to say, well, legally, you can't get me out. So how I was received was I realized that I was used. All the things the person said, all the things we taught this person, all the meals we had, all the things, conversations we had, even knowing we were too tight, even knowing we were uncomfortable, even knowing that my kids had conversations with him individually, telling him, please don't take advantage of our mother. She's too nice. My kids feeling like they had to protect me because I had compassion to that level. And he figured as long as he had my ear and I was okay with him being there, that he didn't have anything else to worry about. As a result of that, the other thing Christ said is, you figure out who you are, you look at how you are received, then you try again. You try to approach the person. You try to talk. You try to say, hey, you know what? What do you do? What can we do better? Well, maybe I could ask more questions. Maybe I could still help people, but actually not bring them into my home because then I'm stuck and I have a home to run. And I have children in my home. Maybe I could take that as my lessons learned, which was the next thing. Try again and then learn your lessons. So then I had to define, who am I? What are my criteria for helping people? How are they receiving this? Is it something that's worth trying again, or will they learn more by me letting them go once I've helped them? What lessons did I learn? I learned that just because someone tells me something, it could be true, but then again, it can't. And also, how desperate is this situation? Why is family and other friends not helping this person who already know this person better than I do? Why am I allowing this person to come here and stay with me? What's in it for me? So all those questions need to be asked. Otherwise, we won't grow, which is the next thing. And that's all Christ wrote. Who you are, how you are received, try again, learn lessons, grow. And then learn the remedies to repair. What could I have done differently? If you're currently in the situation, what can I do differently? Has this person been respectful? Has this person been reciprocal? Has this person really tried? Does it seem as though this person really cares about their own growth, or are they just trying to have somewhere to sleep for 6 months and then they'll just find another place, another couch, another home of another family? Do they care that they've interrupted everyone's lives? And then you grow again. So who you are, how you are received, trying again, learning lessons, you grow, remedies to repair and grow again. And your growth should be, would I do this again or not? How close will I let others come in to help me or for me to help them? Does it mean you don't help people? No. It just means that you actually can help people. Do I feel like I helped this person? That I don't know. They first thing they did, believe it or not, the next morning was unfriend me on Facebook. That's what they did. Unfriend me on Facebook. And I thought, wow, what has this world come to? Now when I think of it, it makes me smile. I enjoyed having the person. I love helping people. I'm sad that the person in their own heart could not find it in them to want to fight for themselves. They're beautiful. They're talented. Has a lot going for them. I still believe that till today. And I'm very, very sad that whatever was injured inside, whatever it was that hurt this human being inside, doesn't let him take advantage of his gifts. And every time I think of him, I pray for him that he will be able to tap into his beauty. Was I mad? No. Did I feel hurt initially? Yes. Did I feel sad? Yes. But I also felt relieved because I thought, wow, he's never going to forget this day. Right before he left, he had two Bibles. And he would go to church on Sundays once in a while, and I would go with him. I'm always curious. I love going to different churches. And he would give me the second Bible he had to take with me when I went, just to carry it, because that's, he's, you know, from that environment, grew up in that world. So I carry it, and I go to church with him, and the one thing he said to me that he gave me before he left was that Bible. And he said, you can take this and do whatever you want with it. I just want to give it to you. And I accepted it. And then he got in the truck, and he left with all his stuff. But he would not have been spurred into action without me growing enough to say, okay, I've just grown to see what's going on, and now you have to grow in response. These situations in life aren't for us to have a collection of people we don't care about, but it's how we care about them that is going to make the difference in both of our lives. Who we are, how we are received, should be seen by both of us. How they are receiving us may be one way, but how we are received, how we believe we are received, because I believed I'm helping. This person believed they're staying. The 2 week story was something he knew wasn't true, but I didn't know wasn't true. And I don't think he wanted it to be true. I think he really thought in 2 weeks he could come up with something. There was really, that part was sad. It still makes me sad. But I tried, and I tried again, and I reassessed, and I tried again, and I reassessed, and I tried again. And it went on and on until it was up to that point. I see Susan wrote in the chat, so interesting, Nadia, to hear you tell this story. I feel reminded of my business partners. With criteria, we can set limits. The more we know ourselves, like Christ asks, the first question is, who are you? Okay, I'm a person who likes to do these things. So if I'm a person who likes to do these things, the next question for myself in the who are you category is, how can I do these things? How can I do these things? Because it's never wrong to show compassion, to answer Francis's question. That's never wrong. But how we do that so that we can continue to do it is the biggest question we can ask of ourselves, especially when we are naturally compassionate people. Not everybody has that wild hair to help others. Their jobs are different here. But the ones of us that came with that, we have to figure out how to manage that. Like with me, a great example. I put out the website. People email me all the time. I try to answer them. In the meantime, I do appointments. But sometimes they'll just send me a question in the inbox or in an email and I'll answer it. But honestly, I'm hurting myself to do that. Why? Because I can't afford to keep this business going if I keep giving everything for free, because how do I do that? When people get up and go to work and they give everything for free and they come home with no paycheck, why did they go to work? Well, I go to work because I have compassion for people and I love people. But I cannot continue to help people if I can't help myself. That has been the long-time question of my work. And the only reason why I feel that way about the money is because Christ is involved. And that's made me feel weird. So I had to say, well, how am I received? Well, I can give advice all day. I had somebody I completely didn't know, did not even know, write me. And I guess God had to show me this. Just had to show me this to show me how far I've taken myself in not taking care of myself and getting used to it, which isn't okay. And I wasn't upset about this with me. As long as I can just keep going, I actually didn't care and don't care, but I have to care. So that's been my learning, is to try again by forcing myself to care about that part. And believe me, that has been an education in itself. It's easy for me to get up and go work for somebody else. Not a problem. And I will work my butt off. When I work for me, I work my butt off. When somebody asks me a question, I try to give them the best and fullest answer and all of my attention, as much as time will allow me to do. But then I had to have this scenario, and it only happened last weekend. Somebody wrote me and said, hey, you know what? I'm in town. I'm close by. I need to see you. And then I said, okay, that will be great. When can we see each other? And they were off the website, so I knew they knew I do appointments. Well, what happened was, I didn't write back, I think, for a day or two. And I knew we still had time. I just didn't know if I could see that person on that day that they asked for. And they said, oh, well, you didn't write me back yet. Why didn't you write me back? So now they're like not asking, it's just a demand. So I said, you know what, I apologize. I wasn't sure that day. I can meet that day. How does that work? And would you like 1 hour or 2 hours? Well, only one. And then wanted to know how much it was, and I said how much it was. And then she wrote me back and said, that's too much. But God bless. I said, that's too much for an hour for what we're asking for. I give you a questionnaire, we fill it out, we talk. I go, I don't have much time before I see you and then when I see you. And then I said, listen, that's really sad that you're here this soon. I mean, this time, and we're not going to see each other. I'm willing to do it for half. And the person never wrote me back, not even to say, hey, thanks for suggesting that. They didn't even want to do that for my time. They just wanted me to show up with no respect for me, even with trying to do it and make it work. And I thought, wow, this is just going to be another used session. No respect for my time or me. And I never thought of it that way. I used to take that and feel bad, like, gosh, couldn't I have done enough? Guys, I have to go. I will see you. Have a great first weekend in September. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.